The cycle of policy in the criminal justice system seems to be shifting away from inflexible punishment sentences intended to deter crime by their severity alone. Following a generation of successful law and order political leaders, bloated inmate populations have finally begun to decline. In 2014, there were 1.5 million prisoners nationally, down about 1% from the year before. And in some states, such as New York and California, there's been as much as a 20% decline. How much more could those numbers be reduced? Well, if concerns are with public safety and whether sending inmates to jail makes them a danger to the community, the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU Law School says many, many more could be considered for release. Inimai Chettiar is director of the Brennan Center's Justice Program. She says vengeful sentencing laws have overemphasized the importance of criminal victims against the community's safety.
So we sought to answer the question of how many people are incarcerated without a public safety rationale. And the finding was that 39% of current prisoners could likely be released without any public safety risk, which is an astonishing finding.
How do you determine that they're not a safety risk?
We looked at all of the people in state and federal prison and looked at the seriousness of the crime committed, the victim impact, the intent for every crime, and realized that for one large set of folks, 25% of the prison population, they had committed lower level offenses that could be better punished with treatment, parole, or probation, electronic monitoring. I mean, I think that there is a sense that prison is the only way to treat crimes, and I think that's what we're trying to break through on.
How much does the prison system cost, and how much does the, I guess, infrastructure of rehab and treatment that you envision as an alternative, how much would that cost in trying to deal with these people on a sort of one-to-one basis?
So the criminal justice system now overall costs about $260 billion. $80 billion of that is incarceration. Treatment is far cheaper, as is probation or electronic monitoring.
Does prison turn people who aren't risks to public safety into people who are risks to public safety, according to your research?
Yeah, that's one of the large problems of the current prison system, is that the assumption was that if you sent someone to prison, you would actually reduce crime. And you actually find, in some cases, the opposite. So particularly for lower-level offenders, when you send them to prison, they actually often end up leaving prison with a higher recidivism rate than if they had gone to an alternative program.
In the sense they leave with aspects of their personality which make them more likely to be rearrested.
Yeah, I think there's two aspects. One is what prison does to someone can often increase their recidivism rate. That's what sociologists call the criminogenic effect of prison. The second thing is when we release people from prison, we largely don't provide any reentry services. So you're taking someone out of society for years and then kind of dropping them back without providing proper job support or education support.
So what do you envision as a best case scenario in the sort of dream criminal justice system that would actually address these questions of public safety and needless prison sentences, in your view?
So what we're recommending is that state legislatures and Congress change their sentencing laws so that grounded in sentencing is the idea that an alternative such as treatment or probation or electronic monitoring would be the default sentence for low-level offenses. The second recommendation that we're making is that it's not true that longer sentences always bring down crime and recidivism, and that there's a diminishing return to sentence lengths. So you could sentence someone to 2 years or 5 years and get the same recidivism or crime reduction as 10 years or 20 years. And so we're also suggesting that they consider reducing sentences perhaps by starting at about 25%.
How much does political sensitivity about certain crimes impede any reform here?
So it's actually surprising. There is an emerging transpartisan consensus that we do need to end mass incarceration. And so even though we have Donald Trump campaigning on law and order, many of the leaders of his party are actually agreeing with the idea that you need to reduce imprisonment. Of course, the first subset to be looked at are the lower level offenders. But I do think that there are a lot of conservative leaders who are focused on the idea of redemption and second chances. And so even if someone has gone away for a serious crime, they are supportive of the idea of at least trying to help them get back on their feet once they get out.
Inimai Chettiar is director of the Brennan Center's Justice Program. Thanks so much.
Thank you.